This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The case against Sean Diddy Combs, well, I guess which case are we talking about is the main question. That's what we're going to talk about here. And we're going to touch on several different aspects, including the possible connection to the murder of Tupac, about the shooting in the nightclub in 1999, and other aspects. Robin Dreek, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, joining us. I want to ask you this question first, even before we get into Tupac, because there was some really interesting commentary made in this last week by Suge Knight, who has a podcast from prison, which is, I find, kind of entertaining. And Suge Knight's, he's always been a very, you know, boisterous individual, over the top on a lot of the things he's saying, but he made an interesting allegation the other day, and my question about it was logistics. Does this ever happen? He, in his conjecture, was talking about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, and they're, as far as we know, getting a divorce or separating, and he was suggesting that maybe the FBI went to Ben Affleck and showed him some video that was maybe obtained in one of the homes of Diddy from J-Lo back in the, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, that maybe implicated her in some things that he didn't want anything to do with. And that may have been the catalyst for that divorce. Now, we're not an entertainment, celebrity show, but that maybe pause and wonder, does the FBI ever go to his spouse and say, you might want to be aware of this, of what's going on, because there might be something coming down on your significant other soon?
So if anyone were to ever do that, and we were just talking on the other case about in the Karen Reed case about the kind of internal investigation that goes on and internal to law enforcement. Yeah. If anyone ever did that inside the FBI, they'd have an Office of Professional Responsibility, OPR, slapped on them in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
No, okay. We don't do that. I don't. So anytime you start dealing with high profile individuals, whether it be celebrities, politicians, or something like that, the amount of approval levels you have to go through to get authorization to conduct an interview are really high, because mm-hmm. the potential public impact and press and all that, the level of authority to do something like that is generally pretty high. So in other words, if you're going to interview a high-level, high-profile, almost a high-level, high-profile celebrity, sending someone, a typical agent that's only got maybe a couple years in the bureau, out on an interview or an out to show someone in a video. First of all, the concept of inserting yourself into a relationship for the FBI, why?
Yeah.
It's just not done. First of all, you don't have the time or bandwidth because you already have. So my typical day working in the world of counterintelligence and espionage, I had a stack of cases like this high. Mm-hmm. And if I got to like this much on a given day, that's a great day. I once worked for a boss that said, hey, you got three piles of work. You got the ones that if I don't do this, I'm going to go to jail. I got the ones that if I don't do this, I'm going to get fired. And I got the ones I got to do this or I'm going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. And every day you reshuffle those three piles. And that's all you did every day. You constantly triaging and assessing your bandwidth that day. So to be able to take time away from legitimate investigations that are protecting the national security of the United States and the public safety to go insert yourself into someone's personal relationship. No. So say you had some, I won't use the term lightly, some moron that decides to do that. The level of authority you need to do that would be really, really high. And then justifying that action would be, how do you justify? You wouldn't be able to justify that action. And so say then you blow all that off. I'm some rogue agent that decides to blow off policy, blow off all my investigation, do all these things, and I go do it anyway. The likelihood of one of these celebrities coming back and calling the local FBI office and diming you out is extremely high. And then you're thrown in the same situation. So the mm-hmm. likelihood of that, exceptionally low.
So Suge is full of shit.
Basically, I think so.
Yeah, I would guess that as well. I was just curious because I'm like, we're having that discussion on Murder in the Morning the other day, and I was like, I don't know the answer to that. My guess is probably no, but I got to ask Robin about this because I just don't know the answer to that. The investigation continuing.
Highly improbable.
On. Yeah, okay. That makes more sense. Tupac Shakur's family has now hired attorneys to investigate the allegations against Sean Diddy Combs for his 1996 murder. Of course, Dwayne Keefe D is going to be going to trial for that. But the allegations are that Diddy had a hit out, $1 million to assassinate Tupac. And that's always been a rumor for since 1996. But we're now learning through some documents, 77 times Diddy's name is mentioned in court documents from Keefe D from way back in the day. This is something that he had talked about prior to being investigated. This was prior to him being arrested and charged with anything. This is a document that was sitting there and not looked at until now. And now it's coming to light. What does that say about this case? That was there, you know, is there some connection here? I mean, 77 times having your name mentioned in a murder for hire case seems a little bit like maybe there's something there.
So a lot of smoke.
Okay.
And what they're saying is they're seeing if there's fire. And what's smoke? Smoke is a behavior arc, and you're mm-hmm. seeing a pattern of accused behavior. And so what they're going to be doing in the investigation is there any data points to back up the accused behavior? And what was the trigger point that sent it over to go from threats to actual action? Mm-hmm. And so that's what the investigation is going to show. And so I mean, there's so much smoke all over the place here. I think that's the challenge for not just this aspect of the case, but every single aspect of the case. There's such a large network of people and concentric circles of protection around him. It's hard to, and so say he's in the middle and you have these concentric circles with access to Diddy, and each of them are covering different things, wanting to stay in good with Diddy. So you got smoke here, smoke here, smoke here. And what investigators are trying to do is they're trying to find out of all this smoke, where's their actual fire? Mm-hmm. Where's actually something tangible that's not an insinuation? Where's something that's not an exaggeration? Where's something that actually get a data point where they can actually say this is a tangible bit of real evidence that can lead us down this road? And they're also going to go for motive, actions, behaviors. So I think we're seeing all that. I think we see the behavior arcs. I think we're probably going to see, if we haven't already, the triggering events that cause the behavior. What they're really searching for is how much hard evidence do they have that can justify it all.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,